listener production.
G'day, it's Tom Parry with you. Wattle Range Council is defying a request by the RSL for Mayor Des Knoll to not read an acknowledgement of country at Millicent's Anzac Day service. The town's RSL sub-branch wants the mayor to refrain from giving his own acknowledgement, saying one would be delivered at the beginning of the ceremony as per protocol. But at Tuesday night's council meeting, elected members voted in support of the mayor, who plans to deliver his acknowledgement anyway. There's some good news for Limestone Coast renters in the latest report from PropTrack, as senior economist Paul Ryan tells us.
We didn't see any increase in rents over the past 3 months. Typical rents are now about $290 a week.
But that figure is of little comfort to some, given the median price of rent in our region has risen 50% since the onset of the pandemic. Mission Australia has launched its 23rd annual youth survey today. It's a chance for young people aged 15 to 19 to share what they think are the key issues impacting the country and their personal challenges too. Adrian Glisson from Mission Australia says it's important regional young people, including those in the southeast, have their say.
Not having the same access to services, not having the same opportunities, it's all a little bit different. So young people in the community, in the country, it's good to hear what they're saying and actually be able to compare what's the difference between here and the city.
And a Mount Gambier woman has been fined for failing to give way. Police allege she was behind the wheel of a station wagon that collided with a motorcycle at the intersection of Jubilee Highway East and Crouch Street North on Tuesday night. To sport now, Kaibu Bolite football product Lachie Neal will celebrate a major milestone this evening. He'll be playing his 250th AFL game when his side, the Brisbane Lions, take on the Demons at the MCG. The match begins at 7 p.m. SA time.